Coming up this week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to social media icon and influencer and Rock for Him family member, Kira Soto. Hello and welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. My name is Sand Shoes. Joining me today, my good friends, my brothers in Christ. First up, the man, the myth, the legend, the big boy himself, Jeremy Brown. Bro, digging the Demon Hunter shirt. How's it going?
Good, you guys?
Doing so good. Good.
Monday evening.
Love your coffee cup there, Jay.
What's that?
I said I love your coffee cup there. Trophy husband.
I am.
Right?
Also joining us, the not the bonus Jonas. Yes. Riker Levine.
Right. Hey, how's it going, Jason? I'm super glad to be here Monday night. Favorite evening of the week.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And our guest for tonight, I'm pretty sure most people watching are not going to need an introduction, but this is Miss Kira Starr. Well, Kira Soto. Kira, how's it going?
It's amazing. Thank you so much for having me on here.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming on. I got to tell you, like, this has been so cool getting to know you through your videos. Like, we're going to ask you about your testimony, but I got to say, when, you know, I love going through TikTok videos, and all of a sudden you just started popping up like all the time on my videos. I'm like, all right. So I'm sitting here and I'm watching them. I'm liking them. I'm like, why does this girl look just look so familiar? And I'm trying to figure it out. And then I get on Facebook and I'm inviting people to a live show. I'm like, oh, she follows Rock for Him. This is awesome. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
But how are you doing today? What's going on?
Really good. Really good. You know, the whole, you go to a festival. I was at the Undead Revival Festival over the weekend in Oak Harbor. It was so beautiful. I was there all day. But you know, those experiences when you get so like lifted up and it's just so amazing. And then the drive home, you're just like, woo, you start to tank a little bit. I was exhausted and I'm, you know, I was exhausted today. And then, you know, work, getting back into normal life. It's like, man, why do we have to do normal life, right? But good. I got a lot out of the weekend, like so much. I don't know if you watched the videos, but I was kind of all over the place emotionally. It was really crazy, but it's got me in a different place with God. You know, it's shifted me. So it's a good thing.
Nice.
Yes.
So Kira, I mean, obviously, as Jason just mentioned, just from your following on TikTok and Facebook and your socials, the people watching definitely know you. But we might have some new viewers that are going to be introduced to you through our podcast. Hopefully, that would be awesome. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your ministry, and of course, you know, where people can find you and what you do talk about.
Okay, well, I used to be a drug addict. I was in about 20 years, heavy drugs, had 9 overdoses, and it got to the worst point that you could possibly get. And I was married. It was insane. It was crazy. I had an old TikTok account. Like, I was on TikTok before in my old life as Metal Kitty, a totally different version of me, right? And so I was already experienced with TikTok, and I did that for a few years, and I had, let's see, 2 years. I actually did that for 2 years, and I had gained 35,000 followers in those 2 years, which was pretty amazing. But then it got so bad. My life got so bad, and God was chasing me down, right? So that's when, after I get, like, I don't know if I won't go into the full testimony yet, but that's when I started following Jesus And I got rid of everything and started my new journey with Jesus and then recovery. And he's always had me just be authentic. Like, that is the one thing that no matter what in my life, I was always authentic. So he just encouraged me, like, let's start over. Let's do this differently. So I started making the TikToks and I just started doing it from ground zero, sharing what it was like to start over and not know what you're doing. And now you have Jesus, which is a lot. And I just started making daily videos and putting them out there, the struggles, the triumphs, the sad, the beautiful, everything that comes with it. And it just, I don't know, I just, this is where I'm comfortable. So I wanted to start helping other people. And the comments that I was getting were, they really got to me because they were people that were saying, wow, I'm going through that same thing. Thank you so much. You've inspired me. I've had people reach out to me for different things that God spoke through my video to them. And that just keeps encouraging me to just keep reaching out and reaching out. And so now, you know, I'm all on YouTube and Facebook, obviously, TikTok, Instagram. I just kind of stay on those basic platforms. I don't really go out above that yet. We'll see, though, where God takes it all.
So, being that you were just at a festival over the weekend, and sorry, Jeremy, I know you're about to
No.
ask a question.
No, you're
What
good.
was your favorite part of that festival? What part did you take away that you're just like, oh, this was so good?
I mean, I've already made videos about it, but I have to go back to the end of I when they played the end of I. I'd never heard of them before. I was going on Spotify and I was like, who is this band, right? And I was listening to them and I'm like, oh, I like their music. It's good. You know, it's not like hard metal that I'm used to listening to, but it was good. And then so I saved their music, wasn't thinking anything. They were the first band to open. And then he hits us with this testimony that just gets me. And I was bawling, you guys. I was crying so hard for like 30 minutes straight. It got to me in a way that I was not expecting. I wasn't ready for it. And it just gave me so much hope for everything that I'm hoping that God's going to restore in my life. Because remember, I'm only 2 years into this Jesus thing. And even though it's been amazing and there's been a lot of ups and downs and so many huge changes, I'm still waiting for restoration with my child who was in Utah. He's 19. So when that man was like, this is my son, this is my other son, I was just like, oh my gosh. And it got
Speaking
me.
of, look who's joining us.
Oh, hey.
Hello. What's
How
up,
are you,
sis?
man?
We can't see you, bro.
All right, hold on.
I'm fixing it. Hang on.
There
There
they
they
are.
are.
Here he is.
What's up, guys?
There they are. How
Don't
you
make me
guys doing?
cry again.
Oh my
If
God.
you didn't know, Kira, these guys are our family. These are very good
Oh.
close friends of ours. Like, they're from right here in Flint, and
Hometown
we
boys.
just, yep, we
Wow.
absolutely love these guys.
That's so cool. Wow.
And when I seen that you posted that video about them, I immediately texted Jeremy. I'm like, bro, can you do me a solid? And I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh
Well,
my
yeah.
gosh. Thank
Rock for him is just, they're our boys. We love these guys. But
you.
we just wanted to say real quick, we just wanted to tell you how much we appreciate the support. It's huge for us. You know as well as anybody, like the battling the discouragement and insecurities and all this stuff that comes against you when you're stepping out. Like, I know I shared a lot of that. 'Cause that's the place where it's almost a daily thing. Every day I wake up, I gotta like fight it. And just being in that place, we need the encouragement. So just to see God move and just to witness it was just an amazing thing. We're still buzzing from it. I mean, I think it blessed us just as much as it blessed you. I'm certain of that. So I just want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. Seriously, you've given me hope that, you know, I already have all that hope and trust that God's going to restore all that. But seeing you guys right there together, I'm just like, Ooh. That means God's gonna do something even bigger than I could possibly even fathom myself.
Oh,
That
there's
is
no
just
doubt. I mean, when you think about that, I mean, to be in that place, and I know I shared a little bit about this, and these guys can contest, but the battle that we just the turmoil that we had to deal with over the past month, the RV broke down. I mean, we had just a lot of little dumpster fires, the just enough to annoy you. Just having to deal with stuff that we don't normally have to deal with,
Wow.
and then the morning we left for the festival, my bass player showed up. He slipped outside, and he thinks he broke his elbow.
Oh,
So
geez.
yeah, we were literally this close from having to cancel. I mean, the RV was already started. Everybody was in it. We were just waiting for him to come, and he shows up at the door. And he's holding his arm. He don't think he can play his bass. So I mean, so for us to be able to just get there and get it was just an we knew then that something was going to happen. So I'm just
Yeah.
glad that God had his way. So
Oh yeah.
we didn't want to like bombard the podcast, but we just wanted to say thank you real quick.
This is such a blessing to see you guys again. Seriously, thank you. And like I've already told you, this is going to be a huge part of my testimony in the future. I'm going to bring this whole moment up again later, and
Oh,
it's going
that's
to be
awesome.
even more amazing, And your kids will be even older by then, They'll have full
Yeah.
beards and stuff.
No, that's awesome. We can't wait.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All
All right,
right, man.
guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Love you
Love you,
too,
man.
Jay.
See you
Love you
soon.
guys. See you guys.
See ya. And just to let you know, Kira, I've heard his testimony probably 10 different times in various concerts.
And it still gets to me.
I think they've been on what, three times on here? Three, four times? Every time he gives his testimony, I start crying.
Yep.
Yeah. I've got to hold them back right now because literally I was thinking about it earlier. Like, I can't stop thinking about it. I'm just like, this is the most special testimony ever. I've heard so many amazing testimonies, but this one just gets me in a different place that no other story can get to me. And I needed that. You guys have no idea just the struggle I've had the past few months being here in Ohio by myself. I'm like, why am I here? So I needed that. I really did. Thank you.
Well, Kira, I mean, speaking of, we would love to hear your testimony. That's one of our, with this podcast, the main thing that we want to do is, reach people with testimonies. Especially in this space, this music space, there's a lot of people that are coming out of a lot of darkness. And so it's always very powerful and helpful when you hear those testimonies. So we would love to hear your testimony.
Okay, great. I won't make it obviously too long, but so I'm originally from Salt Lake City, Utah. That's where I grew up my whole life. I was one of three, and I was a daddy's girl, but dad was always working. He worked like three jobs. Mom was always working. I kind of just ended up being the oldest that was the loner, just kind of by myself, right? So that was kind of my identity right out from the gate. Like, I'm by myself, I'll do me. You guys don't need to worry about me, right? And I found myself being an angry child. I grew up very angry. I don't know why. I think I know why now, but I didn't like the world. I didn't like people. I just wanted to be left alone. I don't know. Something was just up. It was just bugging me all the time, right? So, as I grew a little bit older, as a teenager, I didn't know where my place was in the world. I had depression. I was angry. I started cutting myself very young. I have all these scars all over my body. And it was, I look back and it was kind of like that cool thing to do. It started then when I was young. So, that was a while ago. I'm 41 now, but, that was kind of the cool thing to do, but I still wasn't trying to be cool. I was just trying to fill that void, and it took the pain away. The physical pain took the emotional pain away. And then, of course, I ended up getting around these other gothics because I was a gothic. My favorite band was Korn. I was I loved Nine Inch Nails. Like, I looked super gothic. I looked scary. My whole thing was, I'm gonna scare people so they won't want anything to do with me, right? And of course, I found my own little tribe of people who were just like me. And of course, we were starting to get into drugs and all these other crazy things. I grew up like that. I didn't have religion. My whole family was Mormon, but nobody ever like talked about Jesus. So I didn't read the Bible. I've never read the Bible. People were just like, go to church. That was it. I didn't know anything about Jesus. If you go to a Mormon church in Utah, Jesus has blonde hair, blue eyes. So that's what I knew. So just kind of being raised like that, just kind of very rebellious, doing my own thing, angry at the world, found drugs, and that took off. That just took off. The next thing I know, I meet a man, and I was 20 years old. He was in a band. He was super cool, and I wanted to be with this guy. And 3 months later, we got married on Friday the 13th in Vegas with a dead Elvis. It was totally weird. So weird. But that kind of tells you the kind of person I was. I was really just risky. I didn't care. Just do whatever I want. Very lost. Well, that marriage got, it didn't go well. And it got really crazy really fast. A lot more partying, a lot more drugs. And the next thing I knew, I was pregnant. And so I was like, okay, great. I'll have this baby. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I wasn't expecting it. And that didn't completely stop me from using. I honestly used a little bit here and there. My thing at the time was opiates, just taking pills. So I still did that, unfortunately, throughout my pregnancy here and there. But I justified it. I didn't care. I didn't even know what I was doing in this world. Like, I really had no purpose in life. I was just wandering this earth here. And so then I had the baby. He was super healthy. He was almost 10 pounds. His name is Ender from the book Ender's Game. I don't know if you guys know that book. Oh, it's a really cool book. But I wanted my kid to be like that kid because he was brilliant and unique and courageous. And I just always was like, my kid's going to be something different. He's going to be special. So I had no purpose, but I knew he had a purpose. Like, that was kind of my whole thing. So, I have this kid and I raise him by myself almost for about the first full year, but then depression hit me hard, really hard. And I started using a lot and I got into a lot of car accidents. I started carrying around this shame and guilt with me. And so everyone that was helping me, I just wanted to leave all of them because I was so embarrassed of what I had become. And so I let his dad take my son. And I just was basically homeless, living from couch to couch to couch. The drug scene was getting harder and harder and harder. And I started doing all these, overdoses, like just overdose after overdose. And every time I died, I woke up angrier. Like, why can't you just let me go? Like, let me go. I'm a terrible mother. I'm a terrible person. I'm not doing anything for this world. Just let me go. But I didn't believe in God. I just was kind of like, why can't I just disappear, you know? So I fought that for a really long time. And then I met my second husband who introduced me to, I don't really know how, what words I can say on here, using needles, that kind of thing. So I started that. And that was a whole other genre of using. And I did that for 12 years. And man, I always had, a sense of darkness and demons, and I had played with witchcraft a lot in my gothic days, and so I'd kind of already opened up that realm a little bit. But when you start using methamphetamines, that really opens up a whole other level of spiritual stuff, and it's all demonic. And I saw things that I should have probably never have seen, and not just in the spirit realm, but within that whole drug scene. And it got dark, and it got to the point where every time I looked at myself in the mirror, I was distorted. I didn't know who I was. I was completely gone, completely gone. And I would tell people, and they were like, "You're fine. You're just losing your mind. It's okay. You're crazy. Stop it. Stop it. Just stop it." And it was like, no, like I've lost myself. And I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, but when you look in the mirror every day for at least a year and you don't see you, it's the scariest thing. I put pew to pew to my head and I wanted to be done. But something always stopped me and I didn't know what it was, but I just was like, what is happening in my life? So then I got to a point where I gave up and I just said, I guess this is the way my life's going to be and we're just going to do this. And so I was married at the time. We had a house, we had the cars, he had a really good job, but everything was terrible. I was terrible. I was lonely. I was lost. And all of a sudden, he gets fired from his job for using. And this is where I think God starts really showing up. He obviously was already there and protected me from a lot of crazy things. But one day, my husband at the time looks at me and goes, "We need to move to Minnesota so we can get sober because we can't get sober in Utah." And I was like, "What's in Minnesota? I don't even know anybody in Minnesota." And I think God put that on his heart because how else would you think of Minnesota, you know? So we pack up everything and we moved to Minnesota. This is where I ended up losing touch with my kid because he was about 15 at the time. I gave him the option to come with me and he, wanted to stay in Utah with his other family. So I respected that. We went out to Minnesota, got sober for about 6 months. I was doing really well for myself there in this small town, and I was a bartender, and I was doing really good. And then this is when I started to have these encounters where I would walk around the forest with my dogs, and I didn't believe in God, but I was talking to the universe. I was into crystals and tarot at the time, so I was just like, okay, I'll just be spiritual. Spiritual. I'll do what everyone else is doing. Everyone else seems to really like crystals. Maybe that's gonna help me. I really thought these rocks, I had these rocks, and I was like, these are gonna protect me. They're gonna keep the demons away. Because remember, I had heavy demons. So I believe in demons. I believe in the darkness, but I don't believe in God. And it's really easy to get stuck in that mindset. Like, and it's crazy that I look back at that. I'm like, that is silly. But I believed in it. I believed in it all the way. So I'm walking around and I'm talking to the universe and I'm collecting all these rocks and I'm like, this is gonna do this for me. But I was finding myself in this weird way, right? Well, then the relapse happens and that floors me because for once in my life, I had hope. I had hope for a moment. And that all got taken away from me. So we moved to Arizona and it got worse. Everything got worse. And I got to a point where I was like, I'm done. Something inside of me kept screaming, this is not your life. This is not your life. And I was like, I don't know what that means. I don't know what any of that means, but I'm going to go with it. This isn't my life. This is cannot be my life. And God opened a way for me to pick up, take my dog, take a duffel bag full of clothes, and leave everything behind. Everything, you guys, everything you could possibly imagine that you've acquired over a life, I left everything. And I divorced him and I got away from the drugs and I moved back to Minnesota. And God started placing these people in my life that were Christian. There was one guy in particular, his name is Chris. And he was working at the bar that I was working at. And he just showed up out of the middle of nowhere. He wasn't there before, he just poof showed up. And he treated me different than I had ever been treated in my life before. He walked up to me one day and he said, "I need to talk to you." And I was like, "Okay." And he pulls me aside and he goes, "I owe you an apology." And I was like, "For what?" He goes, "Well, I've been really angry with you. I thought you came here to ruin my life. You were bossy, da 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 da, all these things at work, right?" And I was like, why are you telling me this? You don't even have to tell me this. You don't even owe me anything. That was my first time ever seeing a man hold himself accountable. And I was blown away by that, you guys, because in the life I came from, no man ever said, "Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I did this. Hey, I was thinking this." Like, that didn't happen in my world. And so I was like, okay, this guy's weird. What is he doing? One night I was crying and he just put his arm around me and just consoled me, just like a nice person would do. And I never had that before. And I was like, okay, what is with you? Well, he started talking to me about God and Jesus and that he was a Christian. And I was like, Okay, so is that what all this is? Is that why you are different than everyone else? And it started to really get me thinking. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to this church that's down the street. We'll just see what happens. What do I have to lose, right? I've already left everything behind. I don't know what I'm doing in the world. Let's try church. I walk into this church and they're saying, hey, anybody want to give your life to Jesus? And I'm like, what did I just walk into? I thought I was joining a cult at the time because I never heard that term before, give your life to Jesus. Nobody's ever said those words to me. And I'm like, okay, what is happening? And I'm trembling, I'm shaky, I'm crying. I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm not okay. And the pastor's wife is looking at me, and the pastor's looking at me, and they're like, whispering about me, and they come up and they say, hey, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't know why I'm here. And they're like, well, do you want to give your life to Jesus? And I was like, sure, whatever that means. Yep, I'm in. Yes. So they pray over me. I say yes to Jesus. Again, I don't know anything, you guys. This is where everything changes. I'm walking towards the lake with them, and the pastor's wife's explaining to me everything that happened. I'm hearing her, but I'm not absorbing it because I'm still like freaked out at what's going on. I even asked her, I'm like, did I just join a cult? She's like, no. She's like, I can promise you didn't join a cult. And I'm like, but that's what a cult would say. And I'm watching these baptisms in the lake and I'm crying even more. Something is stirring, right? I'm just like, oh, what is happening? It's the most beautiful thing ever. I go to bed that night and I wake up the next morning and I'm walking my dog. And I feel different, you guys. I was different. Immediately, I was different. I felt like weightless. I felt like all these things that were just care I was carrying were gone. Like they were just gone all of a sudden. Then I'm like, what is that? What is that? And I also didn't want to talk like a sailor anymore. And when I would listen to, I was really into Lorna Shore at the time. And Slaughter to Prevail. I was listening to their music and I was like, I can't listen to this anymore. And I didn't know why. I just, something inside me was like, nope, cut that out, cut that out. There were all these things in my life that were, I immediately was like, I don't want that in my life anymore. And I didn't know why. So what do I do? I'm like, hey, Pastor, I don't understand what's happening, but I need answers right now. Tell me what's happening. And I need a Bible. I guess I need a Bible. I need to start reading the Bible. And I was like, do you have a Bible study? And he goes, well, you can join the women's Bible study. Well, I go to the women's Bible study. They're not reading the Bible. They're reading some other book. And I'm like, that's not a Bible study. I start jumping around to every Bible study they had. They didn't have a Bible study. I'm like, hello, I need a Bible study. What are you guys doing? So I demanded a Bible study. They got a Bible study up and running for me. I'm reading through the Bible. I have all these questions. I'm bugging everyone that I possibly can till like 3 in the morning. And my friend Chris was like, wow, you're actually like understanding this. And I'm like, I know that's crazy. I don't know how this is happening. I don't even like to read. I hate reading. So it's just all these things are happening very quickly for me, and I'm absorbing it. And I'm like, yes, it makes sense with me. I'm excited. I'm on fire for Jesus. I start to hear all this Christianese stuff and I'm like, that sounds weird. And then I slowly start to talk like that. I am on fire for Jesus immediately right out the gate and it has never stopped. And I immediately saw these changes in me, the way I carried myself, my confidence. The first 6 months was a little hard because the sanctification process is difficult. And I had a hard time accepting that I was forgiven. And so I had a lot of people throwing different scriptures at me. I had scriptures all over my walls to remind me that I am worthy, that I am loved. And then this is where I learned God's character. Once I understand who God is, wow, that right there. So on top of all the massive change that's happening, now I understand that God has loved me. He knew me. That I was special to him, and that everyone is special to him in their own unique ways, and he loves us all so much. And it's like, I don't know about you guys, but I always would get jealous if somebody else loved anyone else, and I needed to be loved, the only one. But I was like, yes, I want you to love everyone as much as you love me. Like, I was okay with that, which was crazy. So I started to understand who God was and why he, loved me so much and what he wants for me and why I've gotten to this point in my life. And I started to see all the suffering that I went through as a gift from him, because now I can turn around and I can tell people about Jesus and also be relatable to them and show them, like, look, I got through all of this. And God was here for me, even when I didn't know him, he knew me. And look what he's done for me in my life. And if he can do that for me, he can do that for you and you and you. And I'm just like, I got to tell the whole world. Does the whole world know about Jesus? Holy crap. Like, so I just wanted to tell the whole world about Jesus. And that's how I've been since day one. Everyone needs to know. And then I come to find out a lot of people do kind of know Jesus, but not really. So now I'm like, all right. Somehow we need to let people know the truth, because the truth has gotten a little crazy out there, and I see that now. But yeah, in short, that is what has happened to me. That has been all God just catching
I'm
me on
sorry, we
fire
lost
and
your
just
audio about
revealing.
halfway through that. Are you still there?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Are you messaging me? Wow.
Oh, he's joking. We got all of it, and that was
Yeah,
wonderful. Thank you for
we did.
sharing.
That was very unprofessional. Just kidding.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is
He
what you
told
get
you.
when you this is what you get when you come on with us three clowns.
I was really
I'm
I'm
just
not
sitting
doing
here and like you're just all passionate about it. I'm like, I am messing with her as soon as she
that
and
again.
I don't know if you can see the chat, but there are so many people in there. Oh, Rob from Reborn is on,
What
and
up, Rob?
he's saying that there's no audio on
He's
YouTube.
joking. I just checked. He's messing. I
Oh
just
my gosh. Rob. Dude.
Bro, I'm coming after you. Man, I was like, all the problems we've had, don't do this.
I would trust
Oh.
Rob too. Rob's my buddy.
Rob is so solid. I love that dude. And we've also got like Patrick Rivers from 3 Days Under. He's on. He's saying, what up? Rob says, Kira, you are the best. Like, there are so many comments here. Like, people absolutely love you. Like,
And I love them. Seriously, I wouldn't even be where I'm at without them. There's a lot of people I bug throughout the day, and I just kind of like Rob, like I go back and forth with him about different things that I go through throughout the day, and he's been such a great friend. I really appreciate him.
he's a great dude. We love
Yes, he
Rob.
is. So real quick, I gotta ask you, when you decided or you figured out that you couldn't listen to your old style of music, because that's where I came from. I was like, I listened to like metal from back in the day before I was a Christian. And when I
Yeah.
became a Christian, all I knew was like the K-Love type of Christian music, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can listen
No,
to
I
this.
can't do this.
I'm gonna tell the story.
I know.
I was like, this is Jesus is my boyfriend music. It's all Jesus hold my hand, Jesus carry me. I can't do this.
Yeah.
And then I discovered Christian metal, and I'm like, oh, like.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
So what was your introduction to Christian metal? Like, what was it that got you like, this is where I'm at?
Okay, so it's really cool. I immediately was like, all right, I can't listen to all these bands that I've listened to my whole life. My whole Spotify list is like filled with them. And as I'm going through them, going, nope, I can't, oh, nope. I'm like, what am I going to do? So I'm at church and I'm listening to these songs at church. And I'm like, this is an okay song, but it would sound much better like with drop D tuning and some double bass, right? And I'm thinking this, and I'm like listening. I'm like in my head, I'm like playing it as if it was metal. I'm like, oh, this would be so cool, right? Well, so I'm like, okay, this song, I heard this East to West. And I heard that. I'm like, I wonder if there's a metal cover for that. So I go on Google and I Google East to West metal cover. Well, then guess who pops up? Blue
Something to
Fire
Somebody. Oh,
Horizon.
okay. I was gonna say it was gonna be one of those two.
Yeah, them too. Them too. But Blue Fire Horizon for me, And I was really excited because I got to meet him, and I totally fangirled out, and I said all the wrong words to him. I couldn't even speak. So ridiculous. But I found him, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then that also introduced James Franchise, and he was on my TikToks, and I was like, dude, this guy's just like Killswitch Engage, but for Jesus. Yes, I love this. I love Killswitch Engage, and I love Jesus. So here we go. So James Franchise, immediately I just started stalking him, and I was like, I want his song, and he's been so amazing. He put his own playlist on Spotify, so that right there was my introduction to all this Christian metal. And then I saw For Today on there, and the crazy part was I actually had been listening to For Today, and I was like, wait a minute, they're Christian? No way. So I'm going back to their lyrics, and I'm like, oh, I get it now. Before, when I was in my darkness, I was just like, yeah, these guys get what it's like to suffer. I didn't understand really what they meant. I wasn't, because I had that veil. I couldn't see it. I couldn't hear it. And that's how, I give so much grace to people who are in that space, because I was in that space. I couldn't see it. You could have painted it all over my face, and I would have been like, huh? So when I saw For Today's lyrics, I was like, oh, they love Jesus too. Too bad they're not touring anymore. But then it started to boom, explosion of all this amazing Christian metal. And it's cool now because I'm like, I get to talk to James Franchise. Like, we're like friends, kind of. And I'm like, that's so crazy, dude. Because if it wasn't for you, like, I don't know if I'd even, have some of this music in my life right now. And I have such a passion for Christian metal. And I personally think that Christian metal goes way hard, so hard. Like, you can't even beat it. Are you kidding me? I tell people at work all the time, I'm like, you think you like metal? Wait till you listen to Jesus metal. It's different. It's
It
harder, I
hits
promise
different.
you. Yes. So that was my introduction to it. It's been really amazing. And I'm just so excited for all the amazing bands and the family that comes with it too. I get to talk to these people. It's awesome.
I mean, seriously, that's, I think the main reason, I mean, like I said, I've only been on the podcast for about a year now, but you know, that's, I feel like the main reason that we have this podcast is to talk to these bands, to be able to talk to these people and like, you know, like, oh yeah, we want to, you know, have a podcast and tell people about them. But mostly I think we just want to talk to them. Like it's like we talked to Disciple. Like what, we did
Wow.
that?
Not once, but twice.
Twice. What?
Actually, 3 times. We've
Oh
had
yeah, because
on three
EJ,
separate
yeah.
times. Yeah.
Have you guys had Bloodlines on here yet?
Not
No.
yet. I've been wanting them on for a while. They're one of my favorites.
They are
We
my
need to get them on.
favorite. Like, that's church right there.
I okay.
Ooh.
I don't want to get on this tangent too much, but I don't know if like on Spotify you like read their lyrics. They embed scripture verses into each of them so that you only see that if you're reading the lyrics, and it goes, they'll put addresses for each of their lyrics for like references to the scriptures that they use to write it. It's like, oh, it's so good. Oh my word. So
Yes.
yes, I love Bloodlines very much.
Disciple does that too. So what we're saying is, if you guys are watching and you want to come on, hit us up. We'd love to have you on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm on here, you'll have anyone.
No, we wanted you on here for a very intentional purpose. We I don't know. It's about talking to bands as well as people in that space, in the Christian metal space. So yeah,
Well, thank
very
you.
intentional.
I will tell you that when we asked you on, I prayed about it long and hard because, yes, I see you all the time on TikTok. Your videos are great. But every time I kept feeling this nudge, like God was saying, you have to talk to her. You have to talk to her. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to pray about it. And then another one of your videos would come up, and God's like, you have to talk to her. And finally, I'm like, all right, like, do you want to come on the show? Yes. Okay.
Don't even think about
So we got people in the chat here. Rob just wants everyone to know that Reborn does go hard. So, yes,
absolutely.
Rob.
Like,
And we have Stanley T on here. He says he's just making a list of all these artists that we're talking about. So, yes. And let's
See,
see.
and that's the thing is, after I went to incarceration, and I was like, okay, this metal community, right? It's amazing, but they just need Jesus. They don't have Jesus. And that's when God put on my heart to start a festival. And I'm still like, are you sure? Are you sure? But he told me to call it warfare because worship is warfare. And that's kind of my whole thing now is I want to attempt to do this festival called Warfare. And yes, I do want Bloodlines to headline. Like that needs to happen if I can be selfish at all in this whole thing. But that's what's cool is I get to go to these festivals and I get to meet with different bands. And so I was talking to Saved by Scarlet. Obviously, I would love if End of I played there. Voluntary Mortification, Dreaded Dale, No Treaty. You know, the list goes on. I want to be able to do this, but I don't want to advertise it too much as a Christian festival because I want metalheads of wherever they come from to show up. And I know that God is going to save people. He's going to break some chains there. People will get delivered. That's what I'm envisioning for this festival because it's going to be warfare. And, you know, we experience so much heavy warfare in our walk. I mean, I know I do. And I know the enemy is constantly trying to get at me, but there's people out there that need Jesus and they don't know it. But music is a great way to get that happening. And so that's kind of what I'm envisioning for this to go down like. So I'm hoping it's going to be in Columbus, Ohio. It's in the very first stages of trying to figure out. But again, I need all the help and people to guide me through this process because I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, I will tell you that we just got a message that End of I approves of that. They're down for it.
Ding, ding. I love that. Thank
And
you.
just so you know, for us three here, whatever you need, we will help.
Oh, thank you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like
We've got
we're down for it.
a little bit of experience with that.
Perfect, because I need so many blueprints on this because I don't know why. I literally like this is going to be the coolest part is I don't know anything. I'm just some girl that loves Jesus and I love metal and I love the community and this is all going to be glory to God because only God can do this. He's
Right.
going to make this happen and it has nothing to do with me or anyone else. It's all going to be God doing this. Clearly, like nobody will be able to deny it. So that's what I'm excited for. It's just that part.
Well, again, we're down to help. You are now officially Rock for Him family. So
Oh,
whatever you
absolutely.
need, Jeremy and I
Absolutely.
will get you our numbers, whatever we can do to help you. Please let us know. Like,
Hey.
we also have a passion for it. We're trying to build the same thing here in Michigan. So
Perfect.
yeah, we will make this happen one way or another.
And
And
yeah,
another,
we can
I
all
guess
work
speaking
together.
of,
kind of on that same vein, and I mean, I watched your video today about but you went over your wall with the t-shirts and you were explaining where they were all from.
Yeah.
We have a pretty cool t-shirt. And if we sent you a t-shirt, any chance it would make it onto the wall?
100% it would. Yes. Yes,
Then
it
we're gonna
definitely would.
send you a t-shirt. I think I can speak for you guys to say we're gonna send her a
Oh,
t-shirt, right?
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I tried to find my t-shirt, but I just had the sweatshirt. But this is the t-shirt. Where's the front?
Oh.
They're really cool. So we're gonna
What's on
send
the
you
wall?
one.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Please
It's
send me one. I'll put it
Says
right
music with a
front and
message.
center. I would love
Absolutely.
that. Thank you.
Send me your address and I will get it out tomorrow.
Deal. You got a deal.
All right. Well, it looks like, unfortunately, we are quickly running out of time. And it's not just because Riker keeps messaging me telling me that we are way over time. Our producer.
I'm
So
yeah, I just gotta
sorry,
do the
guys.
producer stuff,
No, it's
okay? I'm
good.
not trying to rush things. I just making
No.
people aware.
And my daughter's messaging me.
Well, she's
Father,
just
are
being a
you
twerp.
ever going to be done?
Oh. Is this like the longest podcast you've done?
No,
No.
not no.
No.
Don't
I will tell
don't
you
feel
the
like you're going
longest.
over time at all. This is
No.
totally fine.
I'll tell you the longest one we ever did was with Reborn. It was before we had
Yeah.
a Zoom account. We literally had to restart it three different times to keep going because the podcast kept shutting off and we'd have to restart it.
Yeah, we did what? Almost 3 hours of them?
3 hours.
Yeah.
And they were
Wow.
still like, we can still talk longer.
That's the
That's
same
awesome.
with Ashra Lesser. I feel like every time we have him on, we do at least 2 hours each
Ash,
time.
yes.
You know what those two
Relesser was a
times had
thrill.
in common? They didn't have their producer that yet.
Yes.
No. We
Well, like I said, we are quickly running out of time, but before we go into the one of the most important times here that we have, which is prayer time, I want to ask you, is there anything that you want the Rock for Him listeners and viewers to know?
That no matter what we're going through in our darkness, even when we know that God is with us, we still tend to get into that space of God, where are you? I do it all the time. But please, when you find yourself into those spaces, just talk to him, reach out to him, tell him, just be honest with him. I don't think you're with me right now, or where are you? I need you right now. And be patient. I know it's hard, but be patient. And I promise you, he's going to show up. He always does. Always. Every time I've questioned him, it may take 8 hours or 16 hours, but he always shows up. And then I feel so ridiculous, but I continuously do that. And I know that if I'm doing that, I know you guys are doing that. So please be patient with God. He is putting everyone into place, not just you, but everyone around you. And he's there. So don't ever give up on him. He does love you more than you possibly can imagine.
All right. Before we move into prayer, Jeremy, you got anything to ask? Like, you haven't said a word yet during this show. It's been all me and
No,
Riker.
I mean, you guys asked all the questions. But I do, if you haven't heard of it already, Kira, another festival to check out, and Jason and Riker haven't been there yet. Kingdom Come Festival in Greek Town or Greentown, Indiana, right around Father's Day weekend. Usually it's Father's Day weekend, maybe the weekend after. It's a large 3 day Christian hard rock, heavy metal, punk, like anything Christian, and it's free. It's huge. It's like a one big family reunion every year.
Yeah.
We know the ministry behind it, and we know what about 90% of the bands that play, Jason,
At
every
least
year.
90. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I
All
had to miss
right.
that. I do know about it, but I had to miss it. I just had started working in this new job, so I couldn't take time off. But I know Bloodlines headline, and I was like, oh, I'll see them eventually, though. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, we're out of time, but we always make time for prayer. Kira, how can we be praying for you?
Just pray that God puts the right people in my path for this warfare festival, and that I can be patient in the waiting. But most importantly, I just please keep my son Ender in your prayers. I just want to be in his life physically again, you know, and I pray that he accepts Jesus into his heart one day. I know he will. It's just a matter of time, but that's the most nearest thing to my heart. And the last thing that's near and dear to my heart is just all the homeless addicts on the street. That is something that my new thing that I've been getting into. And I just pray that God puts the right people in my path and that they're willing to get the help that they need because I can get them help.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And just know we do take prayer seriously. We have a group chat between us three that we put our lists in and we pray through it every single day. So just know you'll be prayed for every day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. See, Riker, you want to pray us out, brother?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you've given us to talk to Kira, to learn about her life, her ministry through it, her love of music, and how she's found you in it. I pray that you would bless her going forward in her listening to music and her sharing it with other people and online, telling other people about you. Bring her peace and encouragement. She's been 2 years with you now, Lord, and there's a lot more to come. So please give her strength and staying power. Let that passion not die or become lessened, but become stronger over time as she learns about you and her relationship with you deepens. I pray that her relationship with you would be a ministry to the people around her, a ministry to her son. Pray that you would bless him through her life, through her preaching of the gospel, her passion for you. Be with her son, encourage him, strengthen him. Pray that he would come to know you. And use Kira through that, please, Lord. We pray all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you,
Absolutely.
Kira.
Thank you.
We do appreciate you so much. Like, your videos are really encouraging. I would want anybody to go and watch and listen to your story, watch your videos. It is so encouraging to hear what you have to say. So thank you for that. We do
Thank
appreciate
you.
you.
I appreciate you.
For those watching and listening, real quick. We haven't really made this announcement yet, but if you happen to be in the Michigan area on November 4th, we have Seventh Day Slumber, Magdalene Rose,
Sean
who else?
Rodriguez.
Sean Rodriguez, and possibly another band we haven't heard back yet. But they will be here in Michigan for a concert that we will be hosting. So it's going to be a free show. All we're doing is asking for a love offering to help support the bands. And yeah, come on out. This is gonna be that's the first announcement of it, really, other than then this could happen. It's happening. So come on out and join us.
Absolutely.
All right. Riker, bro, even though I just seen you yesterday, it's always awesome to see your smiling face. Jeremy, missed you, bro. It's good to see you.
Good to see
Kira.
you too.
Kira, this has been awesome. Thank you for joining us
And thank
tonight.
you for coming on.
You
Thank
are officially
you.
family, so anything you need, please reach out to us, and we're here for you.
Thank you.
Those watching and listening, so I want to thank you all for joining us, and thank you for everyone that's been in the chat, whether it's on Facebook or Twitch or YouTube. We're on all of them live streaming right now, so. If you happen to have any of those, go ahead and click the subscribe button and watch and join in. And above all that, if, remember, if you're gonna rock, rock for him. Have a good night.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock for him.
Coming up next week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to Christina Avelia